Okay. I often like to call the people we learn our Rebbe. The Kedushas Levi is our Rebbe, in the past the Shemesh Shmuel is our Rebbe. I like to refer to the people whose Torah we learn as our Rebbeim. But I can't do it with the Gra. Because when you read what his Talmidim, what his actual Talmidim, how scared his own Talmidim were to consider themselves Talmidim, you know, it's a pachad. We have no understanding of it. But Lefi Darkeinu, we return to our Rebbe the Gra. And I want to start off by reminding us just how amazing our Rebbe is. Because if you look in the first page, Hagona Chosim Mivilna, a Hebrew biography by Bezalel Landau, one of the famous and important biographies that was written about the Vilna Gaon, called Hagona Chosim Mivilna. So he has in a footnote on page 169, Bimei Agra Hayamaisa BeGilgal. In the time of the Gra, there was an incident with a Gilgal. It means like a dibuk. Hanikra had dibuk min avardik. Sha'amr divrei plav. You know, dibukim sometimes, they say all sorts of wacky things. Uvetoch dvar of Amar sha'agra nimna hashlishi ben lamed vav tzaddikim shabador. You know that every generation has 36 tzaddikim, who are the spiritual guarantors and protectors of the generation. And he said the Gra, in the rankings, was number 3. So they asked the Divuk, the Gra is only the third? The Gra is the third tzaddik of the door, he's not the first, he's not the best. Tana Divuk, the Divuk said, the truth is he's really the best. But the Divuk said, Shagra umafursum vazeh migras hashlemus. The Gra is really the best because he's well known. That takes away a little bit from his greatness, and that's why he's really number 3. Some tell this story and say that he was very nispal from the Gra's achila, the dafka, the Gra. Maybe we'll talk about it a different week, the way that the Gra ate. Everything he did was mamish kodesh kadashim. But anyways, this is the ma'is as it's told. The Gra is third, only because he had some kavod from being well-known, and people would bother him. That took away a little bit of his shleimus. But really, in terms of his independent righteousness and his madrigos, he's really number one. We're learning the number one Jew of his time. And moving forward, he may be the number one Jew still. And it says, Rav Eliyahu Lupian Mesaper Zos. When Rav Eliyahu Lupian would tell this story, he would explain, Shumafursam Ktsas. Shepersumahu Muat Lumas Gadla. I mean, a little bit that we know about the Gra, you know, Megala Tefach Mechaset Fachayim. We don't know anything about it. Yeah.
Does him being famous mean like you have people asking questions?
Yeah,
constantly,
I mean, people probably bothered him. It's just the cover that he got from being famous took away a little bit from his Madriga. But in terms of his independent Madriga, he really could have and should have been the best. And that's what this lost soul, this Dibuk from the Vardik, said about the Gra. So again, just to remind us of the greatness of the Gra, let me show you how some of the Gedolei Hador. And again, every week I'm going to try to add a couple things just to keeping mechazikas and just how great the Gra was, and then to learn his Torah. This is from the Hebrew. This is from the English biography, the article biography of Rav Gusman. It says that Rav Gusman related that Rav Chaim Ozer used to halt any discussion of the Beis Din or otherwise. Rav Chaim Ozer was the Rashka Bahag. He was the head of world Jewry, and he said that no matter what was going on, no matter what the sugi was, no matter what the halacha l'maisa case was being done in Beis Din, he would stop everything when a certain elderly gentleman would arrive at the Beis Din. The person was in his 80s at the time, and his father had lived in the times of the Vilna Gaon and had seen the Gaon. Mm. So this old Jew had a father who once saw the Vilna Gaon. So Rav Chaim Ozer would ask the aged man to relate stories that he had heard from his father about the Vilna Gaon, and he would probe for details. When the gentleman told the story differently, Rav Chaim Ozer would ask about the difference between the current version of the story and the previous one. I mean, he wanted to get the details down. The fact that Rav Chaim Ozer stopped all other business was indicative of the importance he personally ascribed to knowing as much about the tzaddik as possible. It was indeed a strong statement about the significance of such service. So here you have the Gadol Hador, and again, everything would stop. To hear a story, a hanhaga, a Torah from the Vilna Gaon, Kodesh Kadashim. On page number 3, they put out a couple of years ago a couple of volumes called Seder HaParshios by the Aderet. Who's the Aderet?
Rav Cook's
father-in-law. That's right. The Aderet's daughter, Batsheva, was Rav Cook's first wife for a short period of time, and then unfortunately she passed away. But the Aderet of Eliyahu David Daret, Rabinovich Tumim, right? Rav Eliyahu David Rabinovich Tumim, So they put out some volumes of his on Chumash, and this is in the Bereishis volume. Sorry, I didn't mark it properly. And in the back, it has a little bit of biographical information. And I found the following little maisa back there. It says, "Bekisve Yad Kadsho," right, in his Ksav Yad, I guess of the Adaret, "Nimsa Sipur Odos Yehudi Shehikir Shehispik LaHakir Sagra." It was a Jew who also had a sheiches to the Gra. "Shekazeh Baal Lefnei Hargon Rabbi Kiva Eger." So when this Jew would show up and he would start talking about the Gra, he came before Rabbi Kiva Eger. Miyad hechzir hagon Rabbi Kiva Eger l'roshos ha'tfilin. Shezeat tachalat. That Rabbi Kiva Eger one time he was found, he was taking off his tefillin, and this Jew came in and started talking about the Gra, and Rabbi Kiva Eger started talking about the Gra, I put my tefillin back on. Name of Yira. No has a chadas. When you talk about the Gra, you have to wear your tefillin even. Why? Benimuk shezeh kmo l'kabel Torah misinai. Hearing Torah from the girls, mamash like hearing Torah straight out of the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu or the Bona Shalom himself. Okay, so again, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rechaim Ozer, yeah, a dibuk from the Vardik. This is the Madrega, again, of the one who were afraid to call our Rebbe the Vilna Gaon. He was probably put our tefillin on, right? Even he's a tefillin Belila, so at least according to some Tanaim, and I think that's the halacha. Okay, fine. In the Sefer Zikaron of Rav Hutner, the Baal Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Hutner once said, and again, Rav Hutner always said very deep things like, you know, Menatzah. So Rav Hutner once said the following, and this will bring us back into the world of the Gra, because it was just the yard site of the Gra, right? The Vilna Gaon's yard site was on Sukkos. It's interesting that the Vilna Gaon passed away on Sukkos. So Rav Hutner was once discussing, and you only reminded me of this verb today, Rav Hutner was once discussing the concept of Zelu Mazzeh. The Pasuk says in Kohelis, in the 7th parak, that for everything in the world there's an opposite to it. Even in Kedusha, you could have opposing Kochos, which are both Mitzad Kedusha. So who was that? The Gra and the Baal Shem Tov. There was a tremendous distinction, even though it's all really, I mean, a Saf of a Lachutz, in the Pnimius, it's Mamash, all one thing. But, okay, at least superficially, there was a very great divide between the Hasidim and the Misnagdim, the followers of the Gaon and the followers of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And he said that this is the Zelu Mazen Kedusha, that's what Rav Hutner said. But then Rav Hutner said, he pointed out the following. He said, in their Petira, in their death, take a look on page 4 where it's bracketed. In the Sefer Zikaron of the Pachad Yitzchak, page 86, Achlifu Duchtayu. But in their Petira, in their death, they switched their positions. Why? Shagra Shehir Belahad Gish Kocha Shal Torah Nifter Besukos Shuzman Sim Kosein. The Gra. They said, tell me one word about the Gra. Torah. Cool, it's so serious. Right? So serious, the Gra. And yet the Gra died on Zman Tzim Chaseinu. If they said to say something about the Baal Shem Tov, a superficial understanding of the Baal Shem Tov, in one word you say, Baal Shem Tov, Ava, Simcha, right? Not so much Torah. That wasn't the name of the Baal Shem Tov. And yet when did the Baal Shem Tov pass away? On Shavuos. So if when they said, look how balanced they were. And look how important it is to see how all the tzaddikim, even the tzaddikim mitzad kedusha, who are zelu mazeh, are interwoven with one another. That the Gra, whose emphasis was Torah, passed away, and sukkah is mansim chaseinu. The ilu habal shem tov shehir v'lahad gish kocha shal simcha nifta b'shvuas shuz man matan taraseinu. So you shouldn't think the Gra is only Torah, and Torah means so serious. The Gra was so serious that there was no simcha. Again, a superficial understanding of the Gra was pretty serious. It wasn't jolly like the Baal Shem Tov. Right? Not that the Baal Shem Tov necessarily was so jolly. But okay, again, a superficial understanding of Hasidim and Snagdim. Right? The Hasidim are the ones who are the happy ones. Yeah? But the Baal Shem Tov Torah? Baal Shem Tov, okay, so he didn't leave a lot in writing, neither did the Gra. And they wrote down a lot of the Gra's Torahs, and they wrote down less of the Baal Shem Tov's Torahs. Okay, so we don't have Svarim and Lamdus on the Baal Shem Tov. But to say that he didn't know Torah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, working behind the scenes, Bashkacha Pratis made sure that the Baal Shem Tov would die on Shavuos, would leave this world on Shavuos, Man Matan Taraseinu, and that the Gra, whose holy name is Torah, would leave the world in Sukkos, Man Simchaseinu. And again, it shows you the balance. It shows you the balance of Tzaddikim. So on that point, let's talk about the importance, in the writings of the Vilna Gaon, of being a balanced person. Sometimes a person thinks that they've achieved great things, but it's just because they were born a certain way. You have a certain natiya towards something, right? You might just be a chesed-oriented person. So if you do a lot of chesed in your life, Hashem's going to say, oh, I gave you a natiya towards chesed. Right? But I wanted you to work on your gvura. I wanted you to work on a different midah to balance yourself out. A Jew has to be balanced.
You might be more of an Ahava person, you have to balance yourself, you have to work on your Yira. You might be more of a Yira person, you have to work on your Ahava. But a person has to be balanced. What Rav Hunder is pointing out here is that the Gra and the Baal Shem Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, the Basof, that they were balanced. That the Gra would die on Sukkis and the Baal Shem Tov would leave this world on Zman Matan Torah Sin. So the Gra and the Imrei Noam. The Imrei Noam is a beautiful sefer of the teachings of the Gra and Brachos. And in the Imrei Noam and Brachos, when it's talking about how a person shouldn't say about the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein, you shouldn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on the bird, right? And the Gemara gives different reasons why you shouldn't say that. So it's on page 5. In the Imrei Noam, the Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, right, on that Mishnah, HaOmer Al Kansi Por Yagiu Rachamecha, he tells such a person, don't say such a thing. So the Gemara says, V'chad Amar Pnei She'osem Yidosev Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim Ve'inon El Gzeres. You're saying, oh, God likes birds. You don't say why God likes things. You don't tell, say reasons why God does things. Right? That God has Rachmanis. Yeah? Hashem has Rachmanis on certain animals. Okay? In an El Gzeros, Hashem is a Melech. A Melech is Gozer. You don't ask why does the king make a Gzer. The king makes a Gzer. If Hashem tells you how to take the Ephrochim, or the Beitzim, right? Send away the mother bird. Okay, so that's what you do. You don't try to explain why Hashem did that. What we can learn from that. But we always try to explain and learn things with the whole Sefer Achinuch, Mishar Shem Mitzvah. Okay, fine. But we have to realize on some level, Gzeres HaKasuv, our famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, right? Paragim Olach HaDalid, Tkiyah Shofar is a Gzeres. It's a Gzeres HaKasuv. It's a Gzeres HaMelech. So says the Gra, he quotes a Pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei mentions both the word Av and Aim. Right? And he says, the Gra points out, he says, Av and Aim. Let's think about that. Is there a mitzvah of Av and a mitzvah of Aim? So he says, well, the mitzvah of Av is keep it Av. And the mitzvah of Aim, don't say keep it Aim. Right? The mitzvah of Aim is what? Is sending away the mother bird. Yeah? So the Gra says, let's think about these two mitzvahs, Av and Aim. Of course, there's Yerushalmi that's explaining this pasuk initially. He says, let's just think, forget the pasuk for a second, forget the Yerushalmi. Let's just think about those two mitzvahs. What do we know about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein and the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Aim? Arichas Yom. So the Gra says, there's two mitzvahs that the Torah highlights Arichas Yom. You get a long life for honoring your parents and for sending away the mother bird. Right? Here he's highlighting Kibbut Av and Shiluach HaKein, sending away the mother bird, because again, the pasuk initially mentions Av and Aim. So the Gra says, let's think about that for a second. Let's read by the arrow. There's only two places where the Torah says that you're going to get a guarantee of long life, and that's Kibbut Av and Shiluach HaKein. Why those two? So the Gra says something, it's mamish. We're going to see a lot of things that are just wow tonight, but this is mamish. You're so gadol and avodas Hashem. You have to be a balanced person. The Gra is cool of Torah, but he dies on Zman Simchaseinu. Because he shouldn't think the Gra was so serious that he didn't know how to be besimcha. Chas v'shalom to say such a thing. Because the only way to show that you're truly an Adam Shalem is to be able to have different midos. To be able to do things which almost look like opposites. But if that's the Ratzon Hashem, if Hashem says sometimes be really nice and sometimes Hashem says be really tough, that's what I have to learn how to do. Because if I'm only nice or if I'm only tough, that's just my netil, that's just my teva. I haven't developed myself. So the Gra says Shalemus has to come in balance. And balance sometimes means even midos which are opposites. Dahainu midos harachmanos u midos achazarios. To use opposite midos. Says the Mishnah in Bracho, says the explanation of the Gemara in Bracho, don't say that Shiluach HaKein is what? Is Hashem having rachmanos? Right? Because you're gonna throw off the whole balance of the world. Kibbut Av Aim and Shiluach HaKein are opposites. How so? If a person has only one midah, right? And even if it's a really good midah, in sports, if a person has like one move, right, and he can score a lot of points with it, but eventually you figure out how to stop that one move, he can't do anything else. Yeah? So if a tzaddik only has one move, only one way of serving Hashem, who says he's a tzaddik? So he's born with he has a certain netiyah, so he's doing a certain avoda. But when a person has two opposite midos, kagon rachmanios ve'achzarios, oz muchach shu tzadik, that's a sign of a tzadik. If you can do different things, when different occasions call for it, that's a tzadik. L'chei nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael mitzvah shel rachmanios Shu kibar av v'eim Shu rachmanios gedol L'fi keshabar m'idei zikna v'ein l'am makom l'anoach Dinu shirachim aleim. There's no easier rachmanis and chesed to do than what? Than providing for your parents when they grow old and they have no one to provide for them, right? Using the extreme of kibar av v'eim, there should be no easier mitzvah. No more obvious mitzvah. Rachmanis, my own parents, these people created me. They provided me. They probably spent millions of dollars on my Jewish education, which is crazy, but that's what it is. Yeah. Certainly hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right? So how can I not have rachmanis my parents? The most basic rachmanis. And what's the promise? What's the reward? Arichas yam. What's the flip side? Turn to the top of page 6. Yeshuv nasa lehem mitzvah sechzarios. And then Hashem gave us a mitzvah, which also has arichas yam. And it's mamash the opposite. Tainu shiluach hakein. Shuach zarios gedola. Shanotel abanu shalech aim. To steal, kidnap children. And to send away the mother. The Yerushalmi even says, he quotes this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi even says, it's just such a tragic thing. Right? Inyan zeh isav medrash rus hachadash. Daf zayin. That's the Zohar Chadash. Shekish mishaleach ha'im lefamim holeches machmasar v'tovas b'mayim. Sometimes the mother is so distraught as she knows what's happening, that her children are being kidnapped, that when the mother flies away, she's so distraught, she flies off to the ocean, and she drowns herself, she becomes suicidal. Over the pain of watching what happened to her children. Of knowing what happened to her children. Right? It's the meanest thing in the world. Shiluach HaKein is the meanest mitzvah in the world. You're kidnapping these babies. And the mother is so tzabrach, she's going to kill herself over it. And therefore, by these two mitzvahs, what does it say? You're going to have a long life. L'fisha b'shnei midos halalu nishlam ha'adam b'tachlis ha'tov. To be an Adam Shalom, you have to be a balanced person. You have to be a Jew whose whole life is Torah, and yet it's a gilui milsol mafreya on simple son on passing away on sukkis to show that the girl was mamash a simcha dekiyim and the Baal Shem Tov also, and that's the truth of all tzaddikim, to be able to strike that balance between what? Between rachmanius and achzarius, even if that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. If that's the ratzon Hashem, that's what a Jew has to find the strength to do. So let's just learn. I know it's again gilui milsol mafreya, but let's just go back to simchas Torah for a second. Because I want to just tell you a little bit about what the Gra was knowing on Simchas Torah. We have to catch up. We missed Bereishis, so we have to catch up a little. Simchas Torah, Bereishis, and then we'll get a little bit to Noach. In Rav Shachter Sefer on the Rav, in the first volume, the Nefesh HaRav, on page 221, he quotes from a halachic man. Rav Soloveitchik's description of the Gra in halachic man. Now the Mishnah Berurah even brings from the Maaser Rav, the Gra was crazy with the Torah. Simchas Torah. Mamish, wild with Simcha. But look how the Gra was able to be what he needed to be, whatever each situation called for. Shimshin, you okay down there?
Yeah.
Okay? If you want, get a chair. Feel bad. I'll stand if you want. You want it?
There's a chair in there.
You're good? Okay, whatever. If you're good, you're good.
The
room. So happy you're joining us. Okay, says Rav Shechter, again, this is a quote straight out of Halachic Man, each halacha. Misaper malagon mi Vilna. Ki ayesameach simcha gedola b'leil simchas Torah. B'shasa kofos hayoroke. He would dance, moche kaf, he would clap. He would sing, shar, mezamer, tzoro mitoch, his spireless vislavas. Mamas' face, the face of the Vilna Gaon was shining. Huge smile, dancing, singing. Baram toch kedei dibur. And the Rav is using this to show, again, a halachic man does exactly what Hashem calls for in each situation. A second after it was over. Baram toch kedei dibur l'sim ha'kafos. The second ha'kafos were over. Hayachozil matzavo haragil v'yishanan. He became the somber, more serious person that he was most of the time. But again, he was balanced. When he called up in the halachas simcha, when the halachas says clap even on yantid, right? You clap. Simchas Torah. Okay? The unbelievable simcha of the Gra. And then he brings one of the very interesting things from the Gra, which is just, it's a kedai yediyah to know. Again, we're a long way from simchas Torah, but it's never too early to start preparing. Never too early to start thinking about Mir Tashem, next Simchas Torah. Hagrozal, by the second paragraph. Hagrozal hayamakbit shalo yamut shumadam agabi abima b'simchas Torah b'shas ha'kafos. The Gra is makbit that no one should stand on the bima. As everyone's going around with the Torahs, there should be no one standing on the bima. Leave the bima empty. I realize this here on Hoshana Rabbah that the gematria of bima is the same gematria as mizbeach. Because the Arava ceremony that's described in Mesachas Sukkah about going around the Mizbeach, right? So our Bima is our Mizbeach. And then I realized Bima is Gematria Mizbeach. he was gematria mizbech. Makes a lot of sense. 57. Right? Also gematria zon, which has to do with parnasa and the mizbech. Okay. So during the hakafos, make sure the bima is empty. Why does the bima have to be empty? Everyone has to be on the outer circle. It's interesting, because what do we do during the 7 days of Sukkot, leading up to Simchas Torah? During hakafos, what do we do? During Hoshanas, what do we do? We dafka give someone a Sefer Torah to stand on the bima, and we go around the Sefer Torah. On Simchas Torah, what do we do? We go around nothing. No, we're not going around nothing, right? We're going around the ultimate something. Says the Grush, Minaga Kafas Shalanu Zechel Lamai the East of the Gemara Meseches Tanis. The Gemara at the end of Meseches Tanis talks about what? The Machol Shat Tzadikim Lasid Lavam. That at the end of the day, there's going to be a big circle of the Tzadikim. And as many have explained, Rabbi Kivager explained, the Bnei Sasser explained, the many other Tzadikim explained, the After Rav explained that the reason it's a circle is because the circle, everything is equidistant from the middle. So that means whether you're a student of the Sadma Rav, or your student of Cook, or Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, or the brother of Baal Shem Tov, everyone's equidistant from the center point. And what's in the middle? What's in the middle? The Gemara says, who's in the middle? Kadosh Baruch Hu's in the middle. Shela Asira Kadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Machola Tzadikim. Hashem is going to make a circle for the Tzadikim. V'hu Yoshev Beinayim B'gan Eden. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is going to be sitting in the middle. V'chol Echad V'echad Mar Be'etzbal. And everyone's going to point to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar V'amar B'yom Ahu Hine Elokeinu Zeh. Right? This is what we've been... Yeah, Zeh Hashem Kivino. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what it's all about. This Yom, Zeh Yom, this is it. We've made it. Okay? So, what are we doing? Says the Grah, during Hakafos, we're recreating that. Right? We become the Tzadikim in the outer circle. And who's in the middle? Who's on the Bima? During the week, the Torah is in the middle. But now we show that even the Torah is Mivachutz. Even the Torah is really the outer ring. What's the real inner? What's the middle? Shabbat middle, right? Simchas Torah takes us to the innermost essence. Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah shows us mamish the innermost essence, which is what? Which is the Kadosh Baruch in the middle, and that's what the Rav goes on to describe. The Rav explains that during the week, during 7 days, we go around the Torah, but then we move the Torah to the circle. We put a Kadosh Baruch in the middle, and again, it's a powerful idea to think about all the time. To realize that when we're learning Torah, we have to remind ourselves that I learned Torah to get to the middle of Torah, which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's Malubash Batorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the inner essence of Torah. I'll tell you a really amazing vart. I remember when I thought of it, at some point over Sukkot, I shared it in Midrasha one day, right before Shmini Atzeres, I shared it in Midrasha. Now Rizal says that the Sukkah, I'll say it quickly, I don't want to get lost in this. The Rizal says that the Sukkah is a fulfillment of Smolo Tachas Roshi V'Yamino Techabkeini. Right, Smolo, the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, I think it's the 8th paragraph. Smolo, Tachas Roshi, his left hand is under my head. Left hand is what? Midas Adin. Under the head is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But afterward, Yamino, his right hand, the sand of Chesed, Tichab Keni gives me a hug. So that Rizal said that the Sukkah is the Yamino Tichab Keni. The Sukkah is the hug. How is the Sukkah the hug? So that Rizal says, because a hug is what? A hug is an arm and a hand, right? A wall, and a tefach. How big does the sukkah, how many walls does the sukkah have to be? The sukkah has to be a wall, and a tefach. The last wall is a tefach. Just like a hug, there's a wall of the arm, and then a tefach of the hand. And you wrap the arm around. So Hashem's giving us a hug. So I was thinking. The Tanya says in the 4th parak, that when we learn Torah, and even post the puzzle, I'm so excited when I went to look it up. The mashal of the Tanya of hugging the king, you know the mashal of the Tanya? Right, that when you're learning Torah, you're hugging the king. When you hug the king, even though he's wearing robes, right, you're still hugging the king. Doesn't have to be undressed to be hugging the king. If you hug the king's robe, the king's in the robe, that's hugging the king. So Hashem wraps himself in the Torah, right? And when you make contact with the Torah, it's like you're hugging the king. So I realized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a whole week, you put your arms around us, you give us a big hug. That's what Sukkot is. Yimino techab keini. And then what do we do afterward? We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to return the favor. We take the Torah and Simchas Torah, and we dance with the Torah, hugging the Torah. We wrap our arm around the Torah. The Torah, which is Zarek Kuchabichu, we saw the Raisa Chadhu. We give the hug back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we wrap that same arm around the Torah. I was even trying this year to make the sukkah around the Torah, you know? I don't want to drop it, you know, usually you like go on an angle. I was even thinking of Pshat, why you hold the Torah, why your arm's on an angle. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a hug like this, and we have to give a hug on an angle. It might have to do with the letter Aleph, before the world got ruined. Letter Aleph used to be Yud, and then like a straight line, and then a Yud. And then when the world got messed up in Gan Eden, so everything got on a slant. So maybe we're not able to hug the same way, whatever it is. But when you're hugging the Torah, your mom is hugging the Torah. Hashem gave you a hug for a week, and you give him a hug back. And again, we make sure that we remind ourselves that we're not just hugging the Torah for the Torah, we're hugging the Torah because we're hugging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Vilna Gaon was matpid, that by a kafos you make sure that the middle is empty. To remind yourself that Mechol Shel Tzadikim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting in the middle. Okay?
The Tanya quotes that.
The Tanya Perek Dal, and he gives the mashal of hugging the king. He said, he quotes, Yimino Techav Kim. It's Kavaldik. Okay. Let's get into Bereshis. Yeah, now we got to catch up. So now we open up the Chumash, and we encounter a Medrash. The Medrash says, on Vayomer Elokim Yihiyar, we're on page 8. This is from the Ol Yaakov, from the Dumna Magid. And this is in the Dumna Magid, we've mentioned in the past, the Dumna Magid used to come to give Musar to the Gra. He was invited by the Vilna Gaon to give him Musar. Imagine, coming to the Vilna Gaon to give him Musar. So the famous Maisa, I'll just say it again quickly, the famous Maisa was that he came to the Vilna Gaon, and he told the Vilna Gaon, he said, everyone says you're such a big tzaddik. You're not such a big tzaddik. You sit in your room all day. You kind of sit because it's to run away from the world. You cut yourself off from everyone. You just sit, you lock yourself away. Right? He says, what's the big kunz of being a tzaddik if you sit in your room? So the Vilna Gaon said, not everyone needs to be a kunzmacher. I mean, not everyone has to dafka go out to the street and like go into a place where there's lots of taiva and then say, oh, but I'm not going to look. Or I'm not going to do. But who says I have to go out to the street? The Vilna Gaon wasn't interested in. But anyways, that was the musar that the Dumna Magid gave him. And the Dumna Magid in the Ol Yaakov quotes from the Gra a lot. And in the footnotes, in the Yerios Ha'Oel, and the Sfas Heiria that were added in later editions of the Ol Yaakov, so he also brings things from the Gra. So the Dumna Magid quotes a Gra here. He says, I'm not sure where this is in the Gra, but he says, I'll tell you another Gra. This is what he writes in the footnotes. This is, again, we're not reading, this is not the Dumna Magid, this is the notes on the Dumna Magid's Ol Yaakov. Okay, on page 8 by the arrow, it's in Parshas Devarim. Ava re'eza matzati bibiuro shenidvisu. I did find in the writings of the Gra the following. Okay, it doesn't say the word Gra on the page, but you should know that's who he's quoting. So now, just look where it's bolded for a second. He's quoting a Medrash. The Medrash says, Vayomer Elokim Yihior, about 6 or 7 lines into the paragraph. Right? Vayomer Elokim Yihior, Hashem said, let there be light. Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, Pesach, Devarecha Yonir. Rabbi Yitzchak, when he would come to this Pasach, he would begin his drasha by saying, the Pasach in Tehillim, Pesach Devarecha Yair. The opening of your Devarecha, of your words, are illuminating. Vayomer Elokim Yihior. Right? It says, or, is that right? It says, or 5 times at the beginning of the Chumash, corresponding to the 5 books of the Chumash. Okay, I think the Medrash already says that. But the Gras says, I'll go much further. Pesach Devarecha Yair. The Vilna Gaon says, let's look at the first pasuk of all 5 books of the Chumash, and let's see if they're illuminated. Says the Gaon, amazing thing. Take a look by the arrow. He says, Ki psukim rishonim shel chamisha sifrei Torah heim romzim al menorah. The first pasuk in each of the 5 books, mamish, make the menorah. Pesach Devarecha Yair, the illumination of the menorah. Pasuk rishon shel sefer Bereishis, yesh bo zayin tevos. Bereishis, Bar Elokim, Eis HaShemayim, Eis HaAretz. There are 7 words in the opening pasuk of Bereishis. What does that represent? Bereishis, Bar Elokim, Eis HaShemayim, Eis HaAretz. Zayin Tevos, Neged Zayin Kinei Menorah. The 7 branches of the menorah. Right? The middle branch, and then 3 on each side. Not like our Chanukah menorah, the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. 7 branches. So Bereishis has 7 words, opening pasuk of Bereishis has 7 words for the 7 branches of the menorah. Ve'eil Eshemos, B'nai Yisrael, Ba Mitzrayim, T'chulu, Yud Aleph Tevos, 11 words. What did the menorah have that was 11? Yud Aleph Kaftorim. In Parshas Truma, and in Parshas Vayakel, in Shemos Perach Chaf Hay, and again in Shemos Perach Lamed Zayin, it describes how the menorah was made. So the menorah had 11 knobs on it, decorative knobs. So that corresponds to the 11 words in the opening pasuk of Shemos. Vayikra, the opening pasuk of Vayikra, has 9 words. Yeah? That corresponds to the 9 prachim, the blossoms, the flowers, the decorative flowers that were on the menorah. But Midbar has 17 words. This is... There is a way to say it even better. I don't remember. I think I once heard a mahalach from Rav Shur's brother's name. You saw Simcha Shur? Rav Yisrael Simcha Shur. I heard him say this idea before, and I think he once set up shot on this. But the Bamidbar has 17 words in the opening pasuk, and the menorah was 18 tefachim. So 17 plus the kolel. I'm just not sure why you're going to add a kolel if we're counting the words in the pasuk. So I'm not sure. The menorah was 18 tefachim tall. And lastly, Chumash Devarim begins with a pasuk that has 22 words, which corresponds to what? The 22, the Chaf Beis Gviim. Under each branch, right under the cup, right? There were three like little cups, decorative cups. So 7 branches times 3 cups is 21. And then there was one also on the thing. So it's 22. Okay, Ayin Adaras Eliyahu.
There are 22 words in the first pasuk.
So 22 words in the first pasuk in Devarim. So he says that's the pshat of the Medrash. Mayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Right? Says Rabbi Yitzchak, Pesach Devarecha, the Pesach of your words, the Pesach, the opening pasuk of each of the Chumashim, is Ya'ir, is illuminating. Because the dimensions of the menorah, the parts of the menorah, correspond to the opening psukim of the five books of the Chumash. Okay? So that's Aleph. You have to enter into Bereishis, you have to first know how to have an overview of the five Chumashim through the perspective of the Vilna Gaon. Okay? Now let's share some insights from Parshas Bereishis. Unfortunately, the reality is we're still in Galus, and everything we're trying to fix is Adam Rishon's Chet. What went wrong with Adam Rishon? So there's a Medrash Pliya. We saw this Sefer a couple of times. A Sefer called Kol Dodai. And in the beginning of the Sefer... Hey, Neil. You want to sit? Okay. Hey, Vekshamay Makomas. On page 9. In the Medrash Pliya, there's a Medrash Pliya means mysterious Midrash. Right? There's a collection called Medrash Pliya. So there's a Medrash Pliya that says, Mipnei ma chata Adam HaRishon? Why did Adam HaRishon sin? Shelo ra'a el ha-shtayim. Because he only saw two. So two what? Some versions say he saw two out of three. Two out of three what? Figure this Medrash Pliya? No one can figure this out. So the Vilna Gaon said, it's Pasha. It's a Mishnah Mefureshes in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that what? The Mishnah says, "Akavi b'mahalal alomer histakel b'shalosha dvarim ve'ena tabali de'avera." If you think about three things, if you meditate on three things, you'll never do an avera. What are the three things you need to think about? Histakel b'shalosha dvarim. Dame ayin basa, know where you come from. La'ana taholech, know where you're going. Lifnei mi atas elitin din v'cheshvon. Right. So who are you going to stand before in din? Go backwards. Who are you going to stand before in din v'cheshvon? Kadosh Baruch. Okay, that's just stop me from doing averas. Where am I going? I'm going to turn back into dirt when I'm dead. Yeah, so that's also. That's a pachad. But what's me'ayin basa? Where did you come from? What does the Mishnah say? Mitipa srucha. You came from a putrid drop. You came from a drop of zera. Did Adam come from a drop of zera? Adam was yitzir kap of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where do I come from? Hashem made me himself. Right? So Adam was only able to see two out of three. Because of that, if you can't look at all three, it's not going to be shalosh and you'll never do an avera. So the girl said, Adam Rishon Nivra Miyatir Kapo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Was that a little stock? So how did Adam come to sin? Says the Medrash Pliya. He looked at two. He looked at two. He didn't look at three. Couldn't look at three. Created by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Strong, no? Okay. So now that Adam messed up, of course we can't put the blame on Adam. We don't want to put the blame on Adam. We want to put the blame on the Nachash. So let's see how the Vilna Gaon put the blame on the Nachash. There was a Jew from London named Rav Tzvi Hirsch Farber. He wrote a lot of svarim called Kerama Tzvi. So one of the sections is called Kerama Torah. So he has a great, great, great vart from the Vilna Gaon. We know about the Nachash, that the Nachash was punished. Right? Let's take the blame off Adam Rishon. The Nachash was punished, that his punishment's going to be that Afar Tochal Kol Yimei Chayev. Page 10. Nachash, you're going to have to eat dirt forever. That's your punishment. So everyone says, why is that a punishment? There's plenty of dirt. You don't have to go shopping. You don't have to schlep the groceries, right? So the punishment is, it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's way, they say from a Meir Premishlan or other tzaddikim, right? This was Hashem's way of saying, get lost. Right? It's like the rich parent who says, take the credit card, buy whatever you want, but don't bother me. It's much more hurtful. So I'll have food, but I don't have a relationship. I lost the relationship. Okay? But the pasuk says that the Nachash is going to eat dirt forever. Kol Yimei Chayech. So look at this. Hagon HaKadosh or Olam Rav Shmuel Chassid Mirasim. I don't know who that is. Hayapamachas Mesa Beseder Leal Chag HaPesach Itzel Rabbeinu HaGadol HaGra MiVilna. This Rav Shmuel HaChassid one time spent a Seder by the Gra. V'darko Shal HaGra Zal Hayila Hosif Eiza Diburim B'Mamari HaGadol. And as they would say, the Magid, the Gra would say Divrei Torah. Okay, some tzaddikim dafka say a lot, some tzaddikim dafka don't say a lot. Okay, the girl would say things. Ukeshi yigia l'mashakasa, when it got to the part of the Seder that reviews the Mishnah and Brachos, chachamim omer yimei chayecha olam hazeh, kol yimei chayecha lehevi limos mashiach. Yeah? What's the pasuk? That was the Mishnah in Brachos. Baskirin yisiyas mitzvayim balelos. Yeah? You mentioned yisiyas mitzvayim at night. Do you also mention it? Lasid lavo? Yes. Yimei chayecha olam hazeh. Kol yimei chayecha lehevi limos mashiach. That's the opinion of the Chacham. Other opinion is by day and by night. So kol yimei chayecha comes to include limos mashiach. You're going to mention Mitzrayim even when Mashiach comes. We're still going to remember the good old Galus and Gula. Yeah. So the Gra said, as that part of the Haggadah was being recited, the Gra said, ah, from here we have a proof for Chazal. The Chazal said that lasid lavo kol bali mumim misrapim chutz min anachash. everything broken in the world is going to get fixed except for the Nachash. The Nachash is forever cursed. So I said, what is the Mishnah about Chacham Omrim Kol Yimei Chayecha L'Havi D'Mos Mashiach, about remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mashiach? What does it have to do with the Nachash? From here we see a proof that the Nachash is not going to be healed. No one can figure out what's going on. I'm assuming Lohevino. So this Chassid, this Rav Shmuel Chassid Mirasin, I'm not sure that is, who was a guest there, he said, I'll tell you what the Rebbe meant. I'll tell you what the Grum meant. The Grum meant, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Where else do we have Kol Yimei Chayecha? The Nachash was cursed at what? Offer Tochal Kol Yimei Chayecha. Nachash, you think that when Mashiach comes, you're going to get a tikkun? You're going to be eating offer Kol Yimei Chayecha, L'Havi L'Mos Mashiach. So the guy said, so from here you see, that what? That everything's going to get fixed when Mashiach comes. But then the curse of the Nachash is Kol Yimei Chayecha. The Nachash is never going to be healed. Nachash, you're cursed forever. That should be a chizuk for us. Right? That everything that's broken and not functioning properly in the world, eventually is going to be fixed. The one who brought down the whole world, the Nachash will not have a tikkun. Okay? We'll come back to the Nachash on the last var. We'll see it tonight, which may be from the Gra. And the last thing tonight, you'll see, it's brought b'shem the Gra. It's really based on other tzaddikim also, but we'll give it to the Gra tonight since he's the Rosh Chabur. Okay, let's see one more idea in Bereishis. Everyone's trying to figure out a pasuk by Kayin and Hevel. Kayin and Hevel are out in the field, right? And all of a sudden, Kayin kills Hevel. But there's a very strange phrase that appears right before that many, many svarim are trying to figure out. Vayomer Kayin el Hevel achid. Kayin said to his brother Hevel. So you're listening carefully. No, what did he say? And then the pasuk goes on. And it was, they were in the field, and Kayin rose up and he killed Hevel. What? What did he say to Hevel? The Torah missed the line. So everyone's trying to figure out, what did Kayin say to Hevel? Yeah? What did Kayin say to Hevel? There's a sefer called Shah Bas Rabim, on page 11. And he quotes, you can see, I tried to highlight it for you. He brings this in the name of several tzaddikim, one of them is the Gra. Okay, I always heard this Vart. The first time I heard this Vart, I heard it B'Shem the Gra. So, but apparently others talk about it less. Maybe he says Or HaChaim HaKadosh seems to say it, and maybe Ber Mayim Chaim seems to say it. Okay, but look what he says. Vayomer Kayin El Hevel Achim. Sorry, it's a hard print. It's an old sefer. Vayomer Kayin El Hevel Achim. Lo Piresh B'Kosav Ma'amar Lo. But it doesn't say in the pasuk what he said to him. Kayin said to Hevel's brother, da da da. What did he say? Ach Amru Chazal say that really Hevel Hayah Gibor Yoser Mikayin. Who was the stronger of the two brothers? Hevel was stronger than Kayin. Hevel was more powerful than Kayin. Nimsa she'im haya Kayin rotza l'kum alav b'divrei riv l'hargo. So if Kayin's going to try to attack Hevel, try to start up with him, try to beat him up, Hevel's stronger. Hevel will be able to defend himself. So how did Kayin work to get Hevel to lower his guard? Right? If he would have tried to fight him and to start up with him, to cause machlokas and to kill him, lo haya yacholav. Because he was the weaker of the two. Kayin was the physically weaker of the two. So what did Kayin do? Halach imo b'ramos. He went about with trickery. V'karo so tamid achiv. He constantly called him brother. Hey, brother Hevel. Yeah, brother Hevel. He always called him brother Hevel. So he thought, he loves me. He's my brother. Okay, he was a little, disappointed that God didn't accept his karma, but we're still buddies, we're good brothers. He always said, brother, brother, brother. Kadesh lo yishvor es atzmi menu. So that Hevel would let down his guard. So that's the pshat of the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Vayomer Kayin al Hevel achiv. Kayin said to Hevel, his brother. That's what he said. The Gra says, that's what he said. He always said, hey, brother, what's going on? Always spoke to him, brother, brother, brother. So Hevel would never suspect that Kayin was going to try to harm him. And then the pasuk continues. Va'yi biyosam basada. They were out in the field. Makom rachok mi'aviyam v'imam. They were far from their parents. Va'yakum Kayin al Hevel achiv. And Kayin rose up against his brother. Wait, Tom was his brother. We know it's his brother. No, but he was able to get him because he always said brother. He sabotaged him because v'yargeu and he killed him. And then he adds a little piece here. He says by the second arrow, when Hashem says, "Ei Hevel achicha." Where is Hevel, the one you always called brother? And what does Kayin say back to him? There's another sefer that says it a little bit more clear. Which I remember I saw another sefer today that had this part also. Something Mordechai said it more clear. It raised it as a question from the start. Right? Question number one is, what did he say to him? The question number two is, when Hashem says to him, where's your brother Hevel? He says, Lo Yadati. Lo Yadati? Lashon Avar. So the way that he brings it here, and again, I'm not sure if this part's exactly from the Gra or not, but he says that, yeah, he says, "Ei hevel achicha, where's your brother hevel?" He always called him brother. So he says, "Hashomer achi anochi." It's not really meant. I never really meant it, right? Lo yadati lashonah. I never took this seriously. I never once did I consider him my brother. I mean, the whole thing was a ruse. That Kain was almost admitting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I was never able to Hashomer Achi Anochi. Do you think I ever kept what I said? I always said Achi, 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 but I never meant it. Yeah. So it's an amazing way to just make sense of a pasuk pshat of the pasuk, trying to figure out what did Kain say to Hevel. But what he said was Vayomer Kain El Hevel Achi. He always called him brother, and that was the way that he was able to harm. But again, we don't want to end on such a negative part about Kain. Let's try to learn something positive, the Derech Avoda from Kain. So we return to the Dumna Magid. The Dumna Magid of Yaakov Krantz on page 12. And the Dumna Magid has an amazing vart about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Kain. And he brings it B'Shem the Vilna Gaon. Hashem says to Kain, you got to cheer up. Yeah? It's not over. You can always do tshuva. You can always do tshuva. If you change your attitude, then things are going to be good. But if not, lepesach atas rovitz. If not, sin is crouching at the door. You got to change your attitude. So he quotes from the Vilna Gaon on the right hand side, again where it's highlighted and underlined. He quotes from Hagon Hachosid Amanoach Marinu Harav Eliyahu Mivilna Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Bavach. Ki Ein La Yitzahara Shlita Al Adam La Tosu Miderach Hatov. He says at the top, which always starts from the first hour. He says by the first hour, he says, what was Kain depressed about? Kain said, I'm the first one to ever lose to the Yitzhara. I'm the first one to ever really lose control of myself. Now, why did that happen? Let's go back to the first hour for a second. Why was Kain depressed? He felt, I'm the first man to ever succumb to the Yitzhara. Right? And where did the Yitzhara get to him? Because the Nachash, whatever that means, was intimate with Chava. And when the Nachash poisoned Chava, the Zuah Mas HaNachash, the filth of the Nachash, right, was then transmitted to what? To once Chava had been spiritually poisoned, it was transmitted DNA to her children. So Kain was the first one to ever be an imp- I mean, he's the first person ever born, but he's the first one, right, to be created with Zuah Mas HaNachash. And he felt it. He felt something very unsettling in his soul. He felt, the Yitzhar is inside of me. I can't control it. There's nothing I can do. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, relax. Cheer up. It's not so bad. If you change your attitude, you'll be okay. If you don't change your attitude, you're right. Lepesach chatas rovitz. Sin is crouching at the door. What does that mean? So now let's go back to where it's underlined. Ki ein la yetzahara, the Vilna Gaon explained, ki ein la yetzahara shlita al adam la toso miderach hatov. Yetzahara is not in charge. You decide if you want to let the Yetzahara in. Ki b'makom shepesach pasuach lefanov upirtza omeid negdo. Yeah? The snake likes to what? Likes to slither through the fence. The snake likes to slither through the fence. Give me 10 gold coins. The snake likes to slither through the fence. Yeah? He likes to find an opening. So if you let it up, if you say, yeah, this part of myself is just open, I'll never be able to close that breach. There's a hole in my soul. I'll never be able to fix it. When you have that type of attitude, you're letting the Yitzhar in. He quotes Ar Gemara, Mesech HaSukkah, Pirtza Kor Leganov. A breach is a call to a ganov. Right? I mean, if you leave it open, if you say, this part of me, I can't block out the Yitzhara, you're basically inviting him in. You're making excuses and you're inviting him in. Says the Vilna Gaon, Ritzoni, what does that mean? What does that mean? Perusho. Sha'adavar sha'ala top of the left column, al-rucho lasos la'ashem, odeno ha'yibolibo al-tzad ha'sofegim lasos o'lo, v'libolo nachonimo. What does it mean to have a breach in the fence? It means a Jew who says, I don't know, he's sfeikos in his life. Sofeg is a malik. Right, and a malik is the grandchild, the spiritual grandchild of the Nachash. Pasuk says in the Navi, Mishoresh Nachash Yetzei Tzefa. From the Nachash comes a Tzefa. From the snake comes a viper. So Svar Makadoshim say Tzefa Tzadi Pe'ayin is Gematria Malik. Mishoresh Nachash, from the root of the Nachash comes a Tzefa. It's a viper, an even more dangerous snake. A malik. A malik is Gematria Safik. So says the Vilna Gaon, how does the Yetzirah get us? Only when we have doubt, when we have self-doubt, we don't think we can win, we're going to lose. That leaves an opening. If a person is still not sure in his heart, Right? There's a tzara suffix. Imla so-so, not to do, should I do? This is what Hashem wants me to do, but I'm not sure. Do I have the strength to do? I don't think I can do. Get the minion every day, that's really hard. Guard my eyes for the rest of my life, that's really hard. I'll never be able to change. A person goes through all these ups and downs. V'liba lo nachonim, when he's not confident. So then you've made what? You've given the Yitzhara the ability to rule over you. Because you've left an opening. Right? And it'll be very easy for him to overpower you if you're not going to be firm in fighting back. But a person who has a strong resolve, and he works diligently to do what Hashem asks of him. And the Gra says, that's the pshat. Hashem says, Kain, cheer up. Believe in yourself. Because if not, lePesach Chatas Rovetz. You're making the Pesach. You're making the opening. Sin crouches at the Pesach. A snake looks for an opening. He wants to slither into your field. He wants to break into your property. Right? A Pesach, a Pirtza, is a Kori Laganov. It calls out to a troublemaker. But as long as you say, as long as you believe you can make a fence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you to make that fence. You'll have the ability. You do what you can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. Which brings us to an even more important part than the Vilna Gaon. This is from the biography of the Vilna Gaons. I'm sorry, of Rav Chaim Volozhiner's brother, of Zalman of Volozhin. Right? Rav Zalman of Vilna, Rav Zalman of Volozhin. Rav Chaim Volozhiner had a brother who was also completely off the charts. They were both students of the Vilna Gaon. Chaim Volozhiner is usually seen as the Talmud Muvak of the Gra. Rav Shlomo Zalman of Volozhin, known as Rav Zalman of Volozhiner, right, was an unbelievable Gaon. They say his bekiyas, his knowledge of Torah was like completely off the charts. It's an amazing. It's not an easy biography to read because it's just there's a lot of stuff going on in this biography. I have it at home. It's called Toldos Adam, the biography of Rav Zalman of Volozhin. It was written by a Jew by the name of Rav Yecheskel Feivel Mivilna, and he was there. He knew. I mean, it's not like one of these biographies written like 300 years after the person passed away. It was written by someone who saw, you know, these brothers in Volozhin, Rav Chaim of Volozhin, Rav Zalman of Volozhin. So one time Rav Zalman of Volozhin had an incident. Something happened and he embarrassed someone, and the person took it to heart in a very like serious way. And Rav Zalman of Volozhin was like very tzabrachn over this. He didn't know, how am I going to do tshuva? How am I going to apologize? He couldn't get this guy to forgive him. He couldn't find the guy. He couldn't get him to forgive him. He's like, I'm going to go to the grave for this. I'm going to go to the grave with this sin. And Yom Kippur is Bat Mechaper unless you work out your Bein Adam L'Chaver. Rav Zalman was mamish tzabrachn over this. How am I going to be Mechaper? I can't get kapara. I can't get mechila from this guy. So I'm not going to get kapara from the Rabbanu Shalom. He was very, very bent out of shape. So the word got to the Vilna Gaon about this incident. And the Vilna Gaon said, you did everything you could. You have nothing to worry about. And look what he says. It's a very strong var. Kasher no da hadavir ala gona chasib marinu v'eliyal mivilna. Sholach achrav yedaber alibo dvarim tanchumim v'nichumim asher yusodasim b'harei kodesh. He was mechazik of Zalman in the following way. And it's a Gemara in HaMasechta. The Gemara says in Sukkah, now look how the Gra, again, look how precise Chazal are, it's amazing. Amar Rishon ben Lakish, Yitzo shel Adam Misgabra Lav V'chol Yom Mavakish La Miso. A person's Yitzhara grows stronger every day and tries to destroy you. As the Pasuk says, Tzofer Rasha Letzadik U'mavakish La Miso. The Rasha is looking for the Tzadik and trying to kill him. Says the Gemara, El Mali HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Hashem doesn't help you, Ina Yachalo, you'll never survive. Because the Pasuk says, Hashem lo yazvenu biyado. Because Hashem won't let you fall into his hands. So the Gra said, I don't get this Gemara. What didn't he get about this Gemara? What's the first part of the Pasuk? Tzofa Rasha L'Tzadik, U'mavakish L'Amiso. The Rasha looks for the Tzadik, and he wants to kill him. So what's the Gemara Mechadish? Who's the Rasha? Yitzhara. Okay, so I wouldn't have known that's what the Rasha who's trying to kill the Tzadik means the Yitzhara. That's what the Gemara is darshaning. The Gemara is darshaning the Pasuk in Tehillim to say what? That so for Rasha, the Tzadik means the Yitzhara is trying to kill a Jew who's trying to serve Hashem. And what's the second part of the Pasuk? The second part of the Pasuk is Hashem lo yazvenu biyado. And what does the Gemara darshan from that? Hashem's going to help you. So the Gemara said, what's the Chiddush in the second part? The first part of the Gemara is saying a Chiddush. I wouldn't have known who the Rasha in the Pasuk is. So the Gemara is Megala to us a Chiddush. Oh, who's the Rasha in the Pasuk? The Rasha in the Pasuk is the Yitzhar. But the second part is just saying the Pasuk. The second part, but Hashem's going to help you, as the Pasuk says, Hashem's going to help you. Right? We wouldn't have even thought of such a question in a million years. So the question is, I'll tell you the pshat. I'll tell you the pshat. Look by the arrow, the second arrow. Lama emes yoradarko shechazal had a deep kavana b'zah. Gam kein leker gadol v'nichpar asher kol osher atzlachas ha'anoshi tol alav. Your whole life depends on this work. The very serious work. Va'inyan kachu. Even though Hashem gave you the ability to fight and fight and fight against the Yitzhara, you're not able to complete the Maisa. There won't be a Shalemus of Maisa Biyada Adam. It's very hard for a person to achieve the Tachlis. So what is expected of us? Do whatever you can. Do your best. Lasos kol mashav kochel lasos. Where it's double underlined. Vashlamas hamalacha hi be'ezer aloki. Hamalav el adam lehevi yosar lapolo lagamper. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll help you. I'll help you.
Sorry, I'm gonna
have this list. Yeah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll help you. I'll help you finish the job. But Hashem's gonna check your heart. Hashem's gonna check to see, did you do everything that you could do? Did you work as hard as you could to do the job? Who is Baruch Hu Bochein Lei V'Choker Klayos Umeivin Masai Asa Adam Shalo Uma B'Kochel Asos. Hashem's going to check your heart and your kidneys and your kishkas. He's going to say, did you do everything you could possibly do? And if Hashem sees that you did, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help. But if Hashem sees that you're just banking on Hashem to help you, so then that's not fair. Then you can't turn to Hashem and ask Him to do the work for you. You got to do the job yourself. So said the Gra to Rav Zalman of Elazar, turn the page. Bezel, that's what Bezel Shekivnu Chazal, Ba'omram Tzofer Rosh Letzadik. Chazal revealed to us that Yitzhar Shal Adam Iskaber La B'chol Yom, Yitzhar gets stronger every day, but Hashem says, I'm going to help you. Meaning what? Third line, Ubo Chazal. Chazal with their truthful wisdom, came Lefarish. Masai Ozelo HaKadosh Baruch. When does Hashem help you? Bizman Sha'asa Adam Kol Masha B'kocho Lassos, Lechvoshes Yitzhar, V'almal HaKadosh Baruch Ozer, Ine Yachol Lassos Yosef. Right? You have to be on the level that if not for Hashem's help, there's nothing more I could do. But you have to first get to that level where you've done everything first. There's nothing more you could possibly do. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. But if you could do more and you didn't do the job, then Hashem's not going to help you. So meaning, so for Rasha Letzadik, if you're a mamash tzaddik, you did everything you could, and the Rasha still is overpowering you because it's just impossible to beat him on your own. Then, that's the chiddush. The pasuk is saying something. The drush of Chazal is saying, if you've done everything, then Hashem will help you. But the Hashem's not coming to the rescue until you've been mekayim in the first part of the pasuk. Right? It's not kipshuto, the second part of the pasuk. Hashem's not going to let you stumble. If you don't try, Hashem will let you stumble. If you leave the opening in the fence, Hashem's going to let the snake get in. But if you do everything you can, then Hashem's going to help you. So the Gra said to Rav Zalman of Elazar in his Talmud, he said, you did everything you could to possibly make amends with this fellow who you wronged. What more can Hashem want from you? If you did everything you can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put it into his heart to forgive you, even though you never asked for mechila. That's how Hashem's going to help you. And he quotes the Chovas Lavavos, the Gra quoted the Chovas Lavavos in the Shara Tshuva Parakut that says that idea. That if you do everything you can in Bein Adam L'Chaveru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that other people forgive you. Okay, last verse for the night. Now we come to Parshas Melach. We're basically out of time. We've got 2 minutes. Let's quickly see this idea. From the Sefer Kiryas Arba, of Elazar Klein, he says, I think I heard this from the Gra. It's an amazing verse. The Gra certainly could have said it. Let's assume he did say it. And either way, it's an amazing, amazing verse on Melach. Yeah? What were the dimensions of the Teva? 300 long, 500 wide, I'm sorry, 50 wide, 30 tall, Vela Ama Tichaleta Milamala. Yeah? 300 by 50 by 30 by what? 300 long, 50 wide, 30 high, with a 1 Ama point on top. The question is, what's with those numbers? It's going to be a miracle anyways. The Rishonim say, the Achrodi Achonim say, it's a Muat Hamachzik Esam Ruba. It wasn't physically possible to get everything onto the Teva anyway, so what's with these numbers? And second question, in the second paragraph, Hashem's angry at the world, Ki Bala Haaretz Chamas. Chamas, if you learn Gemara, Chamas means that I go to someone and I say, I'm going to steal this laptop from you, but I'm going to pay you for it. Gezel is when I take without pay. Chamas means I pay. I thought the Indian in the Dora Mab was more Gezel-dick than Chamas. Right? Chamas is a very specific. Chamas is a certain that a chamsin pays the money when he takes something. So why did the Torah write chamas? Why use the strange word chamas, which is more precise and maybe not even true to what they were doing, as opposed to just say gezel, stam gezel, right? Lo nechtem gezin, lo nechtem gzardin el gezel. Like Rashi says. So why is the pasuk say chamas? So he says an amazing thing. He says, I'll give a hakdama from Rav Shimshon Miastropol. Rav Shimshon Miastropol, Hashem Yim Kom Damo, Rav Shimshon Miastropol was one of the big mekubal, big tzaddik. There's a couple svarim from him. And a little bit of his ksavim left. He was murdered in the massacres in the Gzeros Tachvatat. Right? Murdered in Talis and Tfilin, maybe just Talis, standing in the shul with like 300 other Jews. They came in, there's Rasham, and they murdered all of them. Yeah? Mamish, major loss. So he says an amazing thing. He says, Chazal say about the Nachash, Eres Nachash Bein Shinaf. The poison of the snake is between its teeth. Okay, he spits poison from his teeth. That's a Chazal, what's it called? Like the Nature Channel, that's not National Geographic, you know, like the snake, how the snake spits poison. What did Chazal say? Eres Nachash Bein Shinaf. So he says, no. The Nachash, look at the letters Nachash. Nun, Ches, Shin. The poison is between his teeth. Between Shinav. Between the Shein. Between the, right? Between the tooth. So the letters are Nachash. On the outside, you have a Nun and a Shin. Right? In the middle, you have a Ches. So it says, Rav Shimshon Astropoli, and again, apparently the Gra put these pieces together, says Rav Shimshon Astropoli, the Ches of the Nachash, the letter Ches of Nachash, is the poison of the Nachash. The letter Nun and Shin are actually holy letters. Shin, it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, Shin is the three-prong, Shin is the three avos. And the letter Nun is maybe the Nun Shari Kedusha, Nun Shari Bina, Nun Shari Chachma, whatever Nun means. Holy things, 50, Ziovel, it's Kabbalah Satorah after counting 49 days. Okay, Shin and Nun are holy letters. The Ches, or the letter Nachash, is poison. The poison is between the teeth, between the Shin and the Nun, between Shinav. And Nachash, we know, also partners, maybe is, or partners with, the Malach of negativity, which is the Samach Mem. Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. That's the name of the Satan. Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. But again, Aleph Lamed, Kale, that's the name of Hashem. Those are good letters. What are the bad letters of the Samach Mem? Samach Mem. Right? The Mem and the Samach. Sam means poison. So listen to this. So the Pasuk says about the Dor HaMabul, Ki Malach Haaretz Chamas, Ches, Mem, and Samach. The Ches is the poisonous letter of the Nachash. The Sam is the poison of the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. What are the good letters that are left? The positive letters of Nachash, the Nun and the Shin, and the Aleph and the Lamed. What were the dimensions of the Teva? The Teva was Shin long, it was Nun wide, it was Lamed high, and Aleph on top. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world, but Himala Aretz Chamas. The world has taken all of the poison of the Nachash and the Samach Mem. So Noach is told, what? Take the good that's left, right? Take the Shin and the Nun of the Nachash, and take the Aleph and the Lamed of the Samach Mem, and use that to build yourself a table. Take whatever Kedusha is left in the world, and get the heck out of there, because I'm about to destroy the world. And again, the Sefer Kiryas Arba says, Kimadumani, that this idea is set from the Grah. It's found in a lot of different spots. I can tell you that this idea is found b'shem different tzaddikim. But again, here we have at least one tradition of the Grah, and based on all the other Torahs we saw from the Grah, certainly the Grah could have said this Torah. We believe that he certainly could have said this Torah. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should gather in all of the Kedusha, build ourselves a Teva, to see the Gula b'mehar b'minomim.
Amen.
Thank you for sticking it out as always. Shalom Shir, I appreciate you being here.
Appreciate you being here.